A prayer for our children. Wisdom. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. As a king, abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of the United States of America. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ, so we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to them and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for our children. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. In Jesus' name we ask the Lord God Almighty to fill our children and their house and their nation with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Give ear to our prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from our supplication. Attend to us and hear us. According to the faith of God's elect, now may the God of patience and comfort put wisdom in their hearts, exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart. In Christ we pray that they all may excel in wisdom. Let them and their family eat the bread of wisdom and the wine of understanding. God of love and peace, bestow on our children and their people God-given wisdom, strength, counsel, and understanding. May they receive double in prudence. In Christ we pray that their hearts retain God's words, and they and their house and their nation keep His commands, getting wisdom and understanding, crying out for discernment and lifting up their voices for understanding. Our children who get wisdom love their own souls. They who keep understanding will find good. Let our children and their people embrace wisdom, and may they and their people receive honor, a crown of glory, a prolonged life, walk in the path of the just, and go in the way of understanding. Let their steps not be hindered, nor will they or their people stumble, for their lives shall shine ever brighter into the perfect day, their sleep being sweet. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, His name is Prince of Peace. God grant that our children and their house and their nation dwell safely and be secure without fear of evil, for the Lord will be their confidence and will keep their feet from being caught. May our children and their family find the Word of God and keep it in the midst of their hearts, receiving life and health to all their flesh, happiness, riches and honor, pleasantness and peace, obtaining favor from the Lord. Let God cause them to inherit wealth, enduring riches and righteousness, and fill their treasury. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will keep sound wisdom and discretion, so it will be life to their souls and grace to their necks. Our children and their family shall walk safely in their way, and they will not stumble. God grant, according to the riches of His grace, that they and their family shall manifest the fruit of wisdom and traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice. May God, He who turns the shadow of death into morning and makes the day dark as night, be a shield to our children and their house and their nation. Guard their paths and preserve their way. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to our children and their people the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him, the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they and their family may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of His power toward them who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. In Christ we pray that God will count them and their family worthy of this calling, that they and their people may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they and their family may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Worthy is the Lamb who is slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Holiness to the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, whom is the covenant of the people, in Christ we pray that the Spirit of God is in our children and their house and their nation, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in them and their people. May they and their people receive wisdom from above, wisdom that is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. In Christ we petition the Lord God to give our children and their family wisdom and counsel night and day. Lead them and guide their every thought and every decision, and grant them and their people wisdom and success in all decisions and choices they make, teaching them and their family to profit, instructing them and teaching them and their people in the way they should go. God, He will guide them with His eye. May the God of love and peace teach our children and their people to listen and increase learning and their understanding. Let them and their family come to the knowledge of the truth, receiving the Spirit of truth from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we plead with our children and their people to guard themselves against seeing themselves as being wise in their own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will not limit wisdom to themselves, but hear the counsel of God and seek diligently to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to receive prudence, knowledge, and discretion, to hear and increase learning, to turn any disobedience to the wisdom of the just. In Christ, we petition the God and Father of all to give our children and their family an ear to hear the rebukes of life and gain wisdom, understanding, humility, and honor. Let his counsel stand in their hearts, and may they and their people not be deceived by the wisdom of this world, but trust in the Lord with all of their heart and lean not on their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge God and allow him to direct their path. Their hearts may plan their way, but the Lord will direct their steps. May the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord rest upon our children and their people. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, may his God and Father, the God of mercy, teach our children and their family to number their days, that they and their people may gain a heart of wisdom. In Christ we pray that they and their family are wise in heart, are called prudent, and allow the sweetness of their lips to increase their learning, that understanding be a wellspring of life to them, our children and their house and their nation. In Christ we pray that Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness, will satisfy our children and their family early with his mercy, that they and their people may rejoice and be glad in their days. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, that the everlasting God give our children and their people a heart that is wise, that teaches their mouth and adds learning to their lips. In Christ we pray that their lips may keep knowledge, and that all the words of their mouths are with righteousness, nothing crooked or perverse is in them. Let them open their mouth with wisdom, and on their tongue be the law of kindness. In Christ we ask, according to his new covenant, the God of the holy prophets, grant our children and their family the wisdom of silence, to go from the presence of a foolish man, when they do not perceive in them the lips of knowledge, and the wisdom not to speak in the hearing of a fool, for they will despise the wisdom of their words. Let their mouth speak wisdom, and their tongue talk of justice, and the meditation of their heart shall bring understanding. May their meditation be sweet to the Lord. Let them and their house and their nation be glad in the Lord. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, who manifested God's name to men, may the words from their mouth be like deep waters, the wellspring of wisdom, like a flowing brook. Let their words be pleasant like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. In Christ we petition the Lord to guide them and their family continually, and satisfy their souls in drought, and strengthen their bones. They and their people shall be like a well-watered garden, and like a spring of waters, whose waters do not fail. May God's wisdom rest quietly in their hearts, and knowledge be pleasant to their souls. Discretion will preserve them and their family. Understanding will keep them and their people, to deliver them and their people from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing. According to the riches of his glory, may our God and Father teach our children and their house and their nation in the way of wisdom, and lead them in right paths. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living bread which came down from heaven, let our children and their people say to wisdom, "You are my sister," and call understanding their nearest kin, that they and their family may keep away from the immorality, from the seductress who flatters with words. Let our children and their family pay attention to wisdom, lend their ears to understanding, that they and their people may preserve discretion, and that their lips may keep knowledge. May the Lord God lead them and their family in right paths, so that when they and their people walk, their steps will not be hindered, and when they run, they will not stumble. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will receive God's words and treasure his commands within them, so that they incline their ear to wisdom and apply their hearts to understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverse mouth. Let our children and their family take firm hold of instruction, and do not let go. Keep wisdom, for it is their life. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Like the honeycomb, which is sweet to their taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to their souls, and their hope will not be cut off. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, let our children and their people be blessed because they listen to God, watching daily at the gates of wisdom, waiting at the posts of the door of wisdom. For whoever finds wisdom finds life, and obtains favor from the Lord. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. God has taken our children from the ends of the earth, and called them and their family from its farthest regions, and said to them, You are my servant, I have chosen you, and have not cast you away. Our everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, has filled our children with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Our children are gifted in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding, to know how to do all manner of work for the servants of the sanctuary. We pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, their teacher and Lord, that our children and their people shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. Behold, the Lord desires truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part he will make our children and their people to know wisdom. He will purge them with hyssop, and they and their families shall be clean. God Almighty, the Faithful One, will wash our children and their people, and they shall be whiter than snow. He will make them and their house and their nation to hear joy and gladness. He will hide his face from their sins and blot out all their iniquities. May Jehovah Sikkenu, the Lord their righteousness, create in our children and their people a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within them and their people. In Christ we pray that the God of all grace will not cast them and their family away from his presence, and he will not take his Holy Spirit from them. Instead, restore to our children and their people the joy of his salvation, and uphold them and their house and their nation with his generous spirit. Then our children and their people will teach transgressors his ways, and sinners shall be converted to him. Let the God of their salvation deliver our children and their house and their nation from blood guiltiness, and their tongues shall sing aloud of his righteousness. O may the Lord open their lips, and let their mouths show forth his praise. Let our children and their family give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, to him who alone does great wonders, to him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever, to him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever, to him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever, who remembered our children and their house and their nation in their lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. He rescued them and their family from their enemies, for his mercy endures forever. To him who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Let our children and their people fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Let them worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water, for his mercy endures forever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify our children and their entire bloodline, their nation, and all of their people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify their time so that they will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit, and we sanctify their space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in them. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify them completely, and may their whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him and his love, being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to our children their entire bloodline and their nation, the riches of his glory, we claim our children and their house, their entire bloodline, all of their people, their family, their children, and their children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. In Christ we pray that our children and their nation in one accord will pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for it is written, May they prosper who love you. The Lord bless our children and their nation out of Zion, and may they see the good of Jerusalem all the days of their life. As kings and priests of the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree our children and their nation shall stand with Israel against the ungodly nations, for their shield belongs to the Lord, and their king to the Holy One of Israel. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, we ask and receive all these things. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for our children and their house, we come into agreement with them, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards our children and their house are thoughts of peace, to give them a future and a hope. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to our children and their descendants, according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to them and their house. In him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalms 33:1. It shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel 2:32. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord of hosts. Malachi 1:11. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might purify for himself his own special people zealous for good works, believing that our children, their descendants, and their nation receive all we ask for them, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory, and the power, and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. Amen and amen. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, in the awesome name of Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, we activate these prophetic scriptures in the lives of our children. These things, says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. Amen. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God.